Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Aditya Vision Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by IIFL Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Percy Panthaki from IIFL Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Aditya Vision Limited earnings con call for Q3 and nine months FY24. We have on the call with us today Mr. Yashovardhan Sinha, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mrs. Yosham Vardhan, Whole-time Director of the company. As a reminder, this discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company may face. Now, I request the management to take us through the company's business and financial highlights, post which we can open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Percy. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our earnings conference call for the Q3 and nine months FY24. Today, we'll be discussing our company's financial performance and strategic decisions. Our investor presentation is available on the exchange, and we hope you've had a chance to review it. We are thrilled to report a strong performance in this festive quarter, showcasing consistent results across financial metrics. Our revenues grew from 317.85 crores in Q3 FY23 to rupees 413.26 crore in Q3 FY24, a growth of 30.02%. Correspondingly, our profit before tax increased by 21.35% year-on-year to rupees 28.99 crores compared to rupees 23.89 crores, and our profit after tax grew by 13.58% year-on-year basis to rupees 22.17 crores compared to rupees 19.52 crores in Q3 FY23. Our revenue grew from rupees 1,015.96 crores in nine months FY23 to rupees 1,367.62 crores in nine months FY24, a growth of over 34%, exactly to be exact, 34.61%. Our profit before tax in nine months FY24 increased by 26.17% year-on-year to rupees 90.64 crores compared to rupees 71.84 crores, and our profit after tax grew by 20.68% year-on-year to rupees 69.22 crores compared to rupees 57.36 crores in nine months FY23. We are glad to inform you that we have already surpassed our full-year FY23 revenue and PAT in nine months itself in this financial year. Before we proceed towards our strategic updates, I would like to take a moment to reflect on 25 years' journey of Aditya Vision. While we have been listed for 7 years now, we began our journey in the year 1999 with a single store in Bihar. In 2016, we successfully raised 5.8 crores by getting listed on BSE, a significant milestone that marked our first-ever fundraising effort. Today, our company stands at 138 stores across Bihar, Jharkhand, and Uttar Pradesh, showing a remarkable tenfold expansion since 2016, where we had just 14 stores. Our first fundraise of rupees 5.8 crore not only propelled our journey to where we are today but also resulted in a substantial value creation for our shareholders and fortifying our position in the market. We are happy to announce that our board at its meeting held at January 13,  2024, has approved a preferential issue of shares of approximately 282 crore to Capital Group, one of the world's largest foreign institutional investors, demonstrating confidence of market investors in our company. This is a significant milestone for our company and marks our second fundraising initiative after the first and only fundraise of 5.8 crore during IPO. We believe this fund base will strengthen our balance sheet, support our growth for years and years ahead, and help create value for stakeholders. A significant part of the fundraise will be used for working capital requirement, which will in effect reduce our financial costs also. Throughout our journey, we have embraced opportunities and demonstrated resilience during challenging times. With marquee investors on board, we are now steadily progressing towards substantial sustainable growth. We appreciate the continued support of all stakeholders that has brought us to this point and look forward to the promising future ahead. As mentioned before, we are at a crucial point in our hyper-scaling strategy. Since Q3 was a festive quarter, we put all our efforts and resources in sales promotion and strategically delayed opening of new stores. We opened only two stores in Q3 FY24, one in Uttar Pradesh and one in Jharkhand. In Q4 FY24, the current quarter, so far we have opened 6 stores. As of today, we stand at 138 operational stores with 100 stores in Bihar, 22 stores in Jharkhand and 16 stores in Uttar Pradesh. In fact, 100 stores in Bihar is a significant milestone for us. In FY24, we opened 33 stores in 10 months, a significant jump from 26 stores in full FY23. Works are in place to open 7 more stores in the remaining FY24, taking the store count to 145 stores by the end of FY24, outperforming our initial guidance of 150 stores by FY25. Further, we have also made significant progress in Uttar Pradesh, which is reflected from increase in revenue contribution coming from Uttar Pradesh in Q3 FY24. In Q3 FY24, Bihar contributed the most to our revenue with 84%, followed by Jharkhand and UP, contributing 11 and 5% respectively. This revenue growth is a result of both new store additions and sustained growth from our existing store. Having hyper-scaled this year, we plan to open about 24 stores annually and reach a milestone of 200 stores by end of FY26. We perceive significant growth opportunities in our focused core markets of Hindi heartland. The positive consumer response in the newer market where we have expanded is particularly encouraging for us. As highlighted earlier, our operating expenses have been on higher side in this financial year due to the rapid addition of stores over the past 12 months. In calendar year 2023, we opened 39 stores, which is more than double of 18 stores opened in calendar year 2022. Presently, 30% of our stores are less than 1 year old and quite young. As these recently established stores gain momentum and ramp up in line with our other older stores, we expect to see meaningful positive impact on profitability and top line. The same store sales growth for 9 months FY24 stands at 18%, and for the Q3, 14%. In the current quarter, we have allocated a provision of Rs. 2 crore for ESOP in accordance with our previous communication. For the entire FY24, a total ESOP provision of Rs. 8 crore is required with another Rs. 2 crore selected for Q4 FY24. Looking ahead to the next fiscal year, we anticipate a provision of approximately Rs. 2.5 crores for the entire FY25 compared to 8 crores in this financial year. It is important to note that this is a notional expense impacting the profit and loss statement without any impact on cash flows. We strongly believe that extending ESOPs to our long-term employees will provide a substantial motivational advantage and loyalty, which will benefit the company both short-term and long-term. Lastly, I would like to say that we are committed to broadening our customer base, retailing innovative products, and ensuring exceptional customer service experience while maintaining steady financial growth. This commitment propels us to pursue excellence in every facet of our business as we progress in our expansion journey. With this favorable momentum, we maintain a strong belief in our future and our capacity to establish new industry standards. I will now hand over the floor to Mrs. Yosham Vardhan to provide an overview of financial highlights for the quarter. Over to you, Yoshan.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are pleased to present the robust financial performance of Q3 FY24 and 9-month FY24. Here is the summary of our financial achievement. In 9-month FY24, revenue surged by 34.61%, climbing from rupees 1,015.96 crores in 9-month FY23 to rupees 1,367.62 crores in 9-month FY24. Gross margins were sustained at 15.50% and EBITDA reached rupees 129.85 crores. PAT exhibited a growth of 20.68%, rising from rupees 57.36 crores in 9-month FY23 to 69.22 crores in 9-month FY24. SSG for 9-month FY24 stood at 18%. In Q3 FY24, revenues marked a year-on-year increase of 30.02%, reaching rupees 413.26 crores, propelled by operational expansion and robust SSG. Gross margin stood at 16.54%. PBT for the quarter stood at 28.99 crores, with PAT reaching 22.17 crores. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 43.49 crores and EBITDA margin stood at 10.52%. SSSG for the quarter 3 FY24 stood at 14%. Our store count stood at 138 stores till date. We can now open the floor for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Devanshu Bansal from NK Global. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Hi. Thanks for the opportunity and many congratulations on the preferential issue and entry of marquee investor to Aditya Vision. Sir, you sort of alluded to this, that preferential proceeds will be sort of used for supporting the working capital. So wanted to check, will this be used for working capital for new stores that are expected to open, or we can see some reduction in our existing debt that is already there on our balance sheet?
We'll be using a fund for working capital for existing as well as the future expansion. This is what we are proposing. It can initially it can reduce our debt also, but long term it will be used for the growth capital.
Got it, sir. And we have obviously exceeded expectation on the store addition front. So can we expect some acceleration in the store additions versus our earlier guidance of 20-25 odd stores? With a very good balance sheet, can we sort of expect an increased addition on the store front?
We are proposing to add 25 stores every year. And however, as you know, whenever opportunities will be there to stand more, we can go for that. But right now, our strategy is to open 25 stores per year.
Got it, sir. Secondly, there is an increasing noise around unsecured credit by lenders. So wanted to check, are you also sort of witnessing any such tightness in terms of EMI disbursals by NBFC partners in our area of operations?
No, I don't think so. In fact, it is rapidly increasing in our geography, retail financing. There is no impact at all.
Got it, sir. And lastly, sir, we have been successful in onboarding of good institutional investors. From here on, if you could sort of address or provide an outlook on further dilution of promoter shareholding, because this is a key feedback from investors' perspective. If you could share your thought process from here on, will be really helpful.
We have always said that many dilution by promoter has been always for a strategic requirement for the company, and this will be the strategy going forward.
Got it, sir. Thanks for taking my questions. That's it from mine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Nair from Systematics. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Sinha and Yosham, and thanks for taking my questions. Firstly, I mean, if I look at the 9-month performance, EBITDA margins have come off a little bit. So just wanted to understand whether it's on account of the product mix change with your home and entertainment solutions revenue coming off and maybe mobiles increasing, or on account of the ESOP costs that have sort of come in, on any other reason which explains this dip in margins.
Margins, I'll say broadly, margins are in line with our guidance, what we have been giving. The slight increase or decrease in margin can be attributed to product mix and other things. So whatever you are, all aspects, they work in tandem. And we are going into newer territories wherever we find that what is good for the company, we do. And ESOP is, of course, ESOP, I have already, narrated that ESOP requirement is there for providing in the balance sheet. So that is also impacting, which will not be that much in from next financial year.
Yeah, understood. And the second thing which I noticed, I mean, looking at the 9-month numbers, that our retail footprint has increased by 36%, while the store count by 42, which essentially means that the average size of incremental stores is slightly lower. So is that a conscious strategy that we are opening slightly more compact stores, or it's more a question of what sort of location we are getting in? We are ready to open even smaller size stores.
Yes, actually, if you may be following us, then you will see that we have been opening few smaller stores also. Like what I was telling in last earning call also, that we are looking towards subdivisional headquarters also, which are very, very rewarding for our business. So this is the reason that we have opened a few, I'll not say very small, but smaller than our usual typical store size in these places, which is giving us a very good response also.
Understood. So next would be on the new states. I mean, apart from the three current markets that we have, at least for the next couple of years, if you can highlight the new states that we are looking to enter, and what would be the timelines if we are looking to do that.
In fact, we have already covered around 18 districts in Jharkhand out of a total 24 districts. And Bihar, we have already covered 37 districts out of 38, and one is in work in progress. And UP, out of 75, we have covered only 12 districts. So we have got a lot of strategic places to expand our reach. And we are looking forward to continue our overall strategy, as you know, is to remain in Hindi heartland. So maybe in a couple of years, we may be looking at Chhattisgarh also, part of Madhya Pradesh also. These will be our potential areas where we will look to expand.
Understood. And sir, final question will be on the competition. I mean, at least in our core markets, have we seen any significant increase in the pan-India guys or brands opening new stores, which is leading to some increase there, or it's status quo as far as the top three markets are concerned?
I'll say that competition was always there and it remains as I speak. So competition has been there always. And I think there is plenty of volume growth to which takes care of competition. So competition is always there, and people are opening stores. Large format stores are also coming, but we are equally prepared to handle this competition.
Okay. So no undue increase is what you have seen. I mean, no significant increase which structurally impacts our growth.
No, I don't think so.
Got it. Great, sir. That'll be all from me. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, if you wish to join the question queue, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, and many congratulations on a very good set of numbers. So my first question is related to the growth of 30% of growth on the YOY side, and also you had added on the YOY side the 40 odd stores, which is quite a 40% odd increase. If you can give some more, color on the how is the SSG, how is the last year 90-80 stores has performed in the revenue terms?
Our SSG stood at for 9 months it is stood at 18%, and for this quarter it is 14%, and all are contributing. As I said, that almost how many stores we have opened. Many of our stores have just been opened and they are not even 1 year old. So we are expecting that these stores are going to ramp up our the top line in going ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, second thing on the UP. In UP earlier you had guided you will more keen to expand your stores to the eastern UP, that is around 15 to 20 odd districts. Now you had already reached to 12 odd districts. So are you targeting the entire 75 districts of the UP? You also wanted to grow beyond the eastern side?
We will be looking at the eastern side of UP as we have already guided. And going ahead, when we have completed this area and we are present in this area, then of course we'll go beyond let us say central UP, like Lucknow. We can go up to Kanpur. So this will remain our strategy of creeping expansion, cluster based.
Right, sir. And related to the UP only, how is the stores are ramping up? So if I just look at your 16 stores, you are definitely that's in the year, not even the year time has been added. The store for revenue is in the, still on the lower side. How is the ramping up? Is that the similar way it's going how you had observed in the Bihar stores and the Jharkhand stores, the similar way it's going, ramping up?
Hello, whatever we have been guiding, that on the very first year we reach a turnover of 6 crore, which is doubles in the second year of operation. We still stick with that guidance. And these stores are doing well, and since they are 30% of our stores are less than 1 year old, so we expect that going forward they are going to give us our requisite top line as well as profitability.
Great, sir. Lastly, sir, I'll just maybe it's a repetition. How much is the contribution of the financing right now, overall sales?
Contribution of financing will be something around 40%.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you for answering my question. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Percy Panthaki from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Recently, you did a fundraise of 280 odd crores. So what are your thoughts on the utilization of that? Because you mentioned that your number of store expansion, 25-30 per year, is what you are targeting. That is something that you can easily sort of do with internal accruals itself. So now that we have got this funding, why not accelerate the store expansion?
I'm not saying that we are not going to accelerate our store expansion. What we are guiding is that 25 stores definitely we are going to open, and whatever opportunities we are going to get, we are going to take it. And with this long-term, this funds will help us in long-term working capital requirements of the company, where we'll be fortifying our present position also, as well as going forward also.
Right. But, like, can you give any kind of guidance, at least if not on a one-year, on a three-year basis, how many stores you can open? Because, see, each store, I think, including the working capital that needs to go as the starting inventory in the store, I think you would be able to, I think, do in approximately 2 crore per store, right? So, 280 crore of capital infusion means that almost about 150 stores can be funded through this, plus whatever you might do through internal accruals. So, I mean, what should we look at, if not on a one-year basis, on a three-year basis, what should we look at as your expansion plans?
I'll very comfortably put it that it will be some from 75 stores to 100 stores. It can go up to 100 stores. And in let us say in 3 years' time will be more than 225 stores altogether. So this is what I can foresee right now.
Okay. Second question is that if I look at a store which is of similar size, similar vintage, in similar type of socioeconomic micro market, but in different states, then is the store economics different or is it the same?
In fact, what do you mean? Which market we're looking at?
So I'll give you an example. So let's say if you look at a store which is in a 5 lakh population town in Bihar, and which has a particular kind of clientele around it in terms of their income levels and propensity to buy, et cetera.
Right.
Let's say that store is 3 years old. If a similar 3-year-old store is there in, let's say, a Eastern UP or a Jharkhand, in a 5 lakh town with similar kind of people in the vicinity and similar purchasing power, are you seeing a similar throughput for those stores, or is it different because in Bihar you are much better recognized and people gravitate towards your brand name, but in the other states, maybe, it is not so well recognized? So just wanted to understand the difference in the sales throughput for comparable stores across different states.
In fact, Percy, this was very encouraging for us, that right now, what we say that we have become the largest retailer in Jharkhand also, from Bihar. And, how much time it has taken? It has taken just 2 years from when we have started. In fact, I'll say less than 2 years. We started around March 2022. So, it is not that difficult for us to go to new markets like Jharkhand or UP, and still we are able to perform better. So this is what I can tell you.
So what is the reason, sir, that you are able to, just within 2 years, become a number one, and other people, large players like Reliance or a Croma, et cetera, they are not able to do that. So what is it that gives you the edge versus the others?
I'll say that we are present in different geographies as well, apart from being in, let us say, capital of the state or large, very big, large cities of that state. This is what is differentiating between us and them.
Okay, okay. And do you see them also sort of copying your strategy? Because, see, despite being in small towns, your margins are high, your return ratios are high, you're growing well. So maybe, I mean, how much time does it take for these guys also to realize that going into the small towns is actually quite a beneficial strategy for them?
I beg your pardon, what did you say in the last question?
So what I was just asking is that after seeing your success in small towns, how much time do you think they will take to react and say, okay, small towns is also a very profitable and fast growing area, so why should we focus only on the large towns? Let us also focus on the small towns.
But Percy, we have got the first mover's advantage. Try to understand. This is all mother what happened in Bihar also. We have been in Bihar, so many all large format stores we have come in Bihar. But still we are doing very well. We are growing at 18% SSG. So our model of business is not impacted by their presence. This is what I can tell you. Yes, of course, they may like to copy us. They have been copying us at several years. But still, what the difference I always tell our investors is that we are not a corporate style of retailer. We are very different type of retailer who mixes and is with the customers, with the society, with the people there. So this is very different, and we make our customers will feel much, much relaxed in coming to our stores than going to visiting any other store. So these are two factors through which we have come so far, and I don't think there is any change even now.
Okay, sir. That's all from me. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Jeswani from Stallion Asset. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, Sanaji. Good evening. Sanaji, hi. Congratulations on your fundraise. Sanaji, now we have become net debt free. Our net debt was 190 crores. With this 280 crore fundraise, we've become net debt free. And this year, probably, we've done 9 months, we've done 70 crores PAT. Probably we'll add another 20 crores next quarter. So about 90 crores PAT. And these will be largely free cash flows. For us, because yahan pe to debt free ho gaye, so your interest savings, last year we paid 17 crores interest, that will get saved. Next year there'll be 6.5 crores, like that ESOP cost will be lesser. So just trying to understand, when we think about FY25 with interest savings, with ESOPs, with large opportunity in UP, how large do you think this UP market will be for us? We are at 20 odd stores now. And you delivered what you promised, north of 140 stores last con call. Congratulations on that too. How big, Sinaji, you think that UP will be? The population is 1.5 times that of Bihar, more than that, 1.8 times that of Bihar. You think, can we do a Bihar with 100 stores in UP?
Absolutely, Amit. In fact, with good growth capital with us, mostly in working capital, we are looking forward to repeating a Bihar in UP, definitely. And I think going ahead, it's very, in fact, exciting times are ahead of us. And what you said, definitely, we are, in fact, looking at UP as our another Bihar state. And by population-wise also, culturally also, I'll say, it belongs to the same, we are in the same league.
Right. And so this 25 store guidance that you have given for next year, would you say that will also depend on how we perform in, let's say, Varanasi? Like UP is already 5% of our revenues, and you entered UP 8-9 months ago, right?
Right.
So, sir, kaisa hai performance, kaisa aa raha hai Sinha ji, agar aap bata sakte ho UP mein? And what is, like, our decent stores are doing 6 crores of revenues, like out of 22 stores, what would you say that UP mein kitne stores apna 6 crore jo hamara estimated tha first year revenues that is getting done?
Already hum log a 16 store mein, jo actually many are very young, matlab they are hardly 2-3 months old, but whichever store we have already opened in the end of last financial year or beginning of this financial year, we are on course to even exceed that 6 crore guidance on the very first year guidance. So I think अच्छा हो रहा है वाराणसी में अमित, हम लोग अच्छा कर रहे हैं और going ahead ऐसा लगता है हमको कि काफी अच्छा करेंगे और यूपी में तो जैसा आप देख रहे हैं possibilities अभी बढ़ गई है. We are present in Ayodhya also, since last more than 6 months, 7 months, we are present there. So now we are getting the traction of new developments in Ayodhya. So the entire region, I think it is going to grow because of recent development. बहुत अच्छा ही होगा मेरे समझ से.
जना जी, जैसे हमने मोनोपोली क्रिएट किया है एक बिहार में, वैसा टाइप का मोनोपोली यू थिंक इज पॉसिबल इन, इज द कॉम्पिटिशन वेरी टफ इन यूपी, और वी आर जैसे अपना बिहार में देयर इज नो नंबर टू, वैसे टाइप का हम लोग एटमोस्फियर क्रिएट कर सकते हैं? बिकॉज आप सीन बिहार में तो हमको कोई बीट नहीं कर सकता है, वैसा पॉसिबल है यूपी में? बिकॉज यूपी इज दैट मेन ग्रोथ ड्राइवर सर, और उसमें हमारा आरओसी बहुत जोर जोर से बढ़ेगा, क्योंकि आपने बहुत बड़ी मेहनत से 40 स्टोर खोला है ये साल.
तो अमित, ये देखिए, मतलब बिहार में तो हम लोग है ही है नंबर वन, और बहुत अच्छा मार्केट शेयर है. ग्रेजुअली वी आर ऑलरेडी, वी हैव कैप्चर्ड अराउंड 15-16% ऑफ मार्केट शेयर इन झारखंड, जो कि लेस देन 2 इयर्स हमारा एज है वहाँ का. यस, एंड ऑल स्टोर्स आर नॉट ओपन ऑन सिंगल डे, मतलब दैट मीन्स दैट मेनी स्टोर्स, इफ यू टेक ये 50% ले लो स्टोर को, तो अगर 18 स्टोर खोले तो 9 ही ऐसा स्टोर होगा जो एक साल कर चुका होगा, या 10 स्टोर होगा जो एक साल किया होगा. बट डिस्पाइट दैट, मतलब अराउंड ये वहां से इतना कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन हम लोग का आ रहा है, 12% हमारा कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन ऑलरेडी आना शुरू हो गया. एंड वी हैव ऑलरेडी बिकम नंबर वन रिटेलर, एंड वी आर गोइंग टू बी नंबर वन रिटेलर इन झारखंड ऑल्सो इन टाइम टू कम, ऑल्सो इन फ्यूचर ऑल्सो, बिकॉज वी ओनली modern trade people are now coming in bigger cities, they are coming. So whatever competition is there, it is there in the bigger cities where enough opportunities are also there. And we have become very well known brand at the same time. So if you come to now, you, if you, when you come to UP, you, there is no such big established player there in Uttar Pradesh. तो ये एग्जैक्टली जो आप बता रहे हैं, वो जो मोनोपोली हुआ हम लोग का मोनोपोली यूपी में भी, व्हाट आई एक्सपेक्ट दैट इन अनदर कपल ऑफ इयर्स वील बी डेफिनेटली मोनोपोलाइजिंग यूपी आल्सो, बिकॉज ऑफ अगेन मॉडर्न ट्रेड पीपल विल कम, यूजुअली दे आर प्रेजेंट इन मच बिगर सिटीज, वेयर अगेन डिमांड इज वेरी गुड, डिमांड इज गोइंग अप वेरी इन अ वेरी रैपिड पेस.
सर, मैं एक और डेटा पॉइंट देख रहा था कि यूपी में कंज्यूमर फाइनेंस का पेनिट्रेशन इज लेसर देन बिहार, तो सर दैट डेटा इज राइट, दैट कंज्यूमर फाइनेंस
एब्सोल्युटली राइट, दिस इज व्हाट आई एम ट्राइंग टू से. इनफैक्ट व्हेन यू टॉक ऑफ आदित्य विजन, तो आदित्य विजन इज नोन फॉर क्रिएटिंग अ मार्केट ऑल्सो, इट्स नॉट अबाउट वी जस्ट गो समवेयर to exploit the already existing market. We go there and we create market. This is what is all about is for Aditya Vision. So even the retail financiers are there, Amit, they are also very excited because वहाँ पे बिहार से भी कम retail financing है यूपी में. So it offers a tremendous scope in यूपी for ramping up sales.
Got it. And sir, मैं आपका एक ट्विटर में फोटो देखा था HDFC के CEO के साथ. Was it on lines on this only, that with UP you need lenders with you? With who's our partner, IDFC and all these four lenders that you have? All four lenders are coming with you in UP also?
Yes, all four lenders are coming. And of course, HDFC also is becoming very aggressive. So they also want to participate with us. And when their CEO was there, he was in Patna, he wanted to meet me. We had a very fruitful meeting.
Got it. Done, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Sinaji. Best wishes. Keep rocking.
Thank you, Amit. I have done what you had asked me in last earning call. You remember?
yes, sir. Abhi sir, nahi, uchai pe jana hai. The game is just getting started. Thank you. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your question to 2 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we request to rejoin the question queue. The next question is from the line of Gaurav from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, yes, sir, and congratulations on the great number.
Thank you, Gaurav. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my question, you know, is with regards to the general slowdown that we are seeing about consumers, and especially, you know, a couple of companies have alluded to the fact that there is some slowdown in the belt of UP and Bihar. However, you know, your numbers doesn't seem to suggest the same. So what exactly are you seeing different in the consumer behavior for these products versus, you know, the other, the staple kind of products that is happening?
What I always, in fact, predict is that this is the sector which is going to flourish more, whatever be the general economy situation. So what I foresee that this will continue to grow. What you said that there is a perception that is a slowdown, then I'll say that maybe because of that only we have grown by 30%. Let that it become more normal, and then we may grow by 35-40% as well. So I'll put it optimistically. I'll put it like this.
Okay. Sure, sir. And sir, in terms of your store opening process, I mean, what are the key matrices that you generally look while opening a store in any catchment or in an area? Do you see the per capita income of that particular geography? Do you see the total population, etc.? What are the key metrics that you generally look for while opening a store?
I've been always telling about this, that we foremost we see the population. That is our first, this is the metric. So population in this side of geography of India is population is very high. So we are looking at, and it is very less penetrated as well. As participant asked me previously, that even retail finance is hardly present in entire Eastern Uttar Pradesh. So what we see that they are going to perform very well. And I think that is it. What exactly you want to know?
Yeah, sure. So I mean, sir, is it, you know, because population, again, you said, you know, while population will be
I told you population will be our first metric. And secondly, yeah, we see that how under-penetrated that market is, how small, similar store, what is their size is, how much they are catering to the people. These are the factors through which we select a place open.
Sure. And sir, is there any metric, like for example, if a particular store does a particular level of sales, post which then you decide maybe to open a store in that particular area, maybe say a 2 or 3 kilometer far distance, given that, you know, my question in other way is, what is the optimum sale capacity that you think for a store after which you plan to open another store in the same vicinity or geography?
We actually sale varies from quarter to quarter. So then the best quarter has always been our Q1. So if we find that every day, let us say every day sale is surpassing 20 lakhs, 25 lakhs, then we understand that there is a need to open another store in that area. So it depends on all what exactly billing is happening at that place and how comfortable our customer may be there or uncomfortable as there. So this propels us to go for another store. Like in Bihar, this has been happening very rapidly. In fact, Jharkhand also, it is happening rapidly. Like in places like in Ranchi, in Jamshedpur, Dharbad, we are ramping up with more stores because there is very good sales. In Bihar, we have already done that, and we are in process of doing that. Wherever we are getting very good sales, and the sales which we think that it will become uncomfortable for our customers to come to our stores, then we go in for another store. So this is the way we do.
Yeah. So, sir, is there any number, that average number that you generally see on maybe in peak seasons, you know, that if you see that in peak seasons, if you cross X number of sales, probably that is the time maybe that you're deciding to open?
That is 18 to 24 crores of sale, I'll put it. Now, if you want to know exactly where and when we think about it, then it is 18 to 24 crores.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. That's all.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Onkar from Shri Investments. Please go ahead.
Just wanted to know, where can you achieve a certain level of operating leverage in your business?
I could not get your question. Can you repeat it again?
I was asking, at what point of time you think you will be able to achieve operating leverage with your business?
In how much time?
Yeah.
So we are typically, we say that after 3 years, we have a matured store. After full 3 years of operations, we consider the store to have matured, and then normal SSG sets in.
Okay, another thing is that you have mentioned that this capital you will be using for long-term growth. But if you if you don't have this kind of capital, and even if you wanted to grow, so just wanted to know, basically my question is, like, when you first raised around 6 crores at the time of IPO, now that you have raised around 300 crores, so this kind of big amount, what is your long-term plan with this kind of amount, apart from working capital? You'll be using for that for a debt reduction as well, or like how the split is?
The purpose is not exactly for debt reduction. Purpose is for having long-term capital for long-term growth. So we are looking at with a perspective of around 5 years ahead from now, 10 years ahead from now. So we are not people that we go to capital market again and again. So this has been our endeavor, that once we have that capital, we'll go all out for on growth path. So this is it. We are looking forward towards, let us say, next 5 years, where we think that we'll be present in entire Uttar Pradesh, in entire Jharkhand, entire Chhattisgarh, and maybe entire Madhya Pradesh.
Okay, so basically this is only for expansion of the new stores and expansion into the new geographies. There won't be any use for capital later.
No, that is there. Long-term debt will be discharged. It is not very high. It has been given in our EGM notice.
Yeah, but
very small part will be used for debt reduction, long-term debt reduction.
Yeah, but like every season, the debt goes up. So you will be using some part of that for for that purpose as well, or it is not the case?
Yes, of course. That is the purpose, that going forward we should have enough capital, strengthening our balance sheet, deleveraging it, and going forward all out for expansion and getting business.
Okay. Another question is that what kind of ROCE and ROE targets you have in your mind for say next 3 to 5 years? And another question is on the succession front. What's your strategy on that? Those two questions. Thanks.
Right now, I'll give you the answer of second question. Succession is, right now, we are not thinking about succession plan. I'm still there at the helm of the affair. And first question was?
What kind of ROE and ROC targets you want to, internally want to achieve in next 3 to 5 years? Given the growth potential you have?
We cannot guide you right now, but it is going to come down slightly. And going forward, if you take a look, have an outlook of 3 to 5 years, then going forward our RO will be very, very healthy, and ROC will be really also healthy as well.
What you said, your ROE and ROC, will be?
It will be quite healthy going forward take a long-term view of 3 years onward.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all the participants to limit your question to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Ankush Agarwal from Surge Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Firstly, last quarter, Q2, our growth was slightly soft because there was a shift of festival sales from Q2 to Q3 this year. But looking at our performance for the Q3, I don't think we've received a lot of benefit in terms of growth because of that shift. So can you highlight some points like what is happening over here?
But I think any growth above 30%, we have been guiding 20-25% growth only. And maybe last quarter it was around, I think, 20% growth had come, even in a subdued quarter. So this quarter, 30% growth, I think that it is consummated with whatever brands have grown. Brands are manufacturers are growing by 10-12%, whereas we have grown by 30%, over 30%. So I think it is quite okay.
Yeah, one of the reasons for asking this question was, I mean, the store addition is quite strong for us. So I think year over year, the store growth is around 40%, right?
Having said that, I've been telling you that these stores are very young in age. Maybe 30 stores, one third of our stores are less than 7-8 months old. It's like that. So these stores are not contributing from the day one, and that too mostly they have been opened in Q4 of last year. So going ahead, these stores are going to perform well. They've already started performing very well, and going forward, they will give a good contribution as well.
Secondly, sir, a clarification on the fundraising use of it. So you mentioned that firstly you'll use it to retire the long-term debt and then it will be used for working capital. But the amount of money that you have raised, I mean, it is, I don't think we will need that money for at least next 6 months to 1 year. Like, we can't use that kind of capital in our working capital for next 1-2 years. So initially, would we be paying down our working capital also, or we would be keeping our working capital intact and keeping the money in treasury and trying to earn other income on it? What's the thought process over there?
This is very simple. When we are talking about working capital, then working capital it comes as a cash paid account for us. So whatever working capital, long term working capital we will be raising. So that will be used. Of course, it will reduce the debt also for the time being. But going ahead for further growth, these funds are going to be used for enhancing and driving rapid growth.
Got it. That was very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, please submit your question to two per participant. We take the next question from the line of Devang Patel from Samisha Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, I have a question on the fundraise. Will you be also open to any acquisition opportunities, or that is categorically ruled out?
It is categorically ruled out. We are not looking towards any acquisition at the moment.
Good, sir. And sir, secondly, on the inventory side, for Q3, we are on the lighter side right now at 60-65 days of inventory, versus usually in Q3, we see it at higher at 80-85 days. So is this some one-off, or should we expect average inventory to be lower structurally than in the past?
I don't think so. It is going to hover at this range only, whatever we are achieving in Q3.
Fine, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Devanshu Bansal from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Sir, hi. Thanks for the follow-up opportunity. I just wanted to check as in what all investments have we done from an organization point of view which prepares us for an accelerated store opening. If you could highlight in terms of team investments, tech investments, that will be really helpful.
Everything is going up, rather going on in tandem, Devanshu. Of course, when you ramp up your store opening count or your business, then everything is required, and we are investing in every aspect suitably.
Got it, sir. But if you could just articulate in terms of team investments, any software investments that we've done in terms of sourcing merchandise, any specific details if you can call out?
I'll tell you, by the way, so this is a continuous process. It is continuously we are investing in human resources. Continuously, we are looking towards more technological non-intervention of manual intervention. So these are the things we have been doing. It is in a continuous basis. Oh, and as per our requirement, we'll continue to do so.
Got it. Lastly, you mentioned proceeds will be used for existing stores as well. So, wanted to check, will this be increased for existing categories like AC Ref, or there is scope for adding new categories in our existing stores as well?
We are quite open to adding new categories also, provided it justifies our format. And so, we are quite open to anything, whatever profitable sector will be there, we will be open to go for that.
Any categories that you have sort of shortlisted or filtered out which can be added, say, in our mature stores in Patna? Sorry?
We have been working on kitchen.
Kitchen. Sorry, sir, I missed you. I couldn't hear you. Kitchen, you said?
We have already added kitchen appliances.
Okay.
Like chimneys, hobs, and other things. We are planning to get for inbuilt hobs and all that. So we are planning to have a separate showroom for these kitchen appliances as well. So these are all in process pipeline. These will definitely we are going to take it up as it comes and where we'll find it profitable.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vivek Gautam from GS Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Sir, congratulations on yet another consistent performance, sir. I would like to highlight your confidence in the company, sir, when at the peak of the COVID time, you went in for a buyback at 20 rupees after coming out with an IPO 4 years back. So that shows the confidence in your company and now it's being exemplified by your the constant progress. The few queries I have, is the selling of the promoter stake has been stopped finally or still it will keep on sort of keep on coming up? And second thing was about the any of the auditor in Patna is still being managing us, our show, or are we planning to go for a big four auditor, sir? And lastly, one query which many might not have asked, but they are having, is that some big names in your competition in Great Eastern and other places also are finding it difficult to pay even the salary, sir, and how come our company is doing so well in the same region of Eastern India? Thank you.
On your first point, I've already been communicating that promoters selling is not on a retail basis. It's very strategic and good for stakeholders only. So that we cannot totally rule out that it will not happen, but it will. Whenever it will happen, it will happen only strategically and for the betterment of, let us say, company only. Second, we are very much on the course of appointing one of the top six auditors. Maybe next year we'll be doing. And, third, what you said that competitors are not able to give, you said the salaries and all that.
And, I heard the name from Great Eastern. Should not have been named, but
that was quite surprising for me. So I asked you. So I don't think maybe that the policies of company. This is what I can say. Matlab, your company has been profitable since inception. What you said that your company takes calculated decisions also, strategic decisions also. At times, as you said, that before pandemic, we did a buyback also when there was no liquidity in our shares. So periodically, these things depend on the policies of the company. And whatever you are seeing in Aditya Vision, we are doing fine. And when you said there's some issue about salaries, we are very much surprised. That is the first thing we do on the first of the month.
But generally, I wanted to share because basically, same sector, some companies are doing well, some companies are not doing that well. But anyway, sir, it is a fabulous work you have done since coming out with an IPO in 2016, and great wealth has been created by you. Keep up the good work, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for appreciating us. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mayur Paputra, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir. Congratulations for the good set of numbers.
Thank you.
Actually, my question was regarding employee benefit expenses for 9 months basis from 29 crore to 42 crore incremental. So how much is the proportion of ESOPs in that?
So far we have provided 6 crore for ESOP.
6 crore for 9 months, right?
Yes.
Okay, sir. And sir, my another question is when we are planning to list ourselves on NSE also?
Maybe in this this calendar year.
That's by 25, right?
Yeah, by 25.
Okay, sir. Thank you. All other questions are answered. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
We trust that we have addressed all your inquiries to your satisfaction. If you have any remaining and unanswered question, please don't hesitate to contact our investor relations agency, Go India Advisor. They will be more than happy to assist you further. Thank you so much. Take care. All the best to all of you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of IIFL Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.